Did you have enough education?
My grandmother on my mother's side? No. No.
What about your grandfather?
No. I don't expect they went, you know, beyond fifth or sixth grade, either one of them. Now, my grandmother was real read, well read, though. She read all the time and spell. She could spell anything, just a whiz at spelling and math, real, real good at math.
Uh-huh.
And my grandfather was that way about in math. He could just add up the biggest, longest line of figures you've ever heard in your life without, and I mean, you could double check it, because I'd double check on him when I was in about seventh grade. I'd go stay weeks with them in the summer. I was their favorite granddaughter because I'd come stay with them down there, and now the rest of them would. And he never, as far as I know, ever owned a car. Just, you know, had a wagon and mules and all. And my grandfather on my daddy's side, see, we lived right there with them. And he did. I remember the first car. Well, he always had a car, but I remember the first car that we ever got when I was a little girl, you know. But my grandfather McCullough never, I don't guess, ever owned a car.
They just farmed all their life?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, both of them. My grandfather McCullough would walk to town every Saturday afternoon and get, you know, what little groceries they needed and everything. And he'd bring me gum.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a social drinker, you know. And my grandmother was real against, you know. She was a Methodist. And she really believed in falling from grace. And I mean, she was the best person I have ever known in my life, because she believed that so strong, until she really tried to live a perfect life, you know. And she was this great lady. And so when my granddaddy would come in on Saturday afternoon, he'd always have him a little nip, you know. And he would chew pine needles on the way home to try to get the smell off his breath. And then he would always have double mint gum. And right today, double mint gum is my favorite gum, because he would always bring me a package of double mint gum. But see, he never could fool Mama, because he'd have that little flush under his skin and all.
He smelled like pine needles.
Yeah. But she wouldn't let him anywhere near her if he had had a drink, see. And her pet name for him was Bobby. His name was Robert. Everybody called him Bob. She called him Bobby. And but when she would get mad at him on Saturday afternoon, when he'd come back, it was Bob. It wasn't Bobby, it was Bob.
Do you know anything about his parents? Your grandfather's parents? When they were born?
Well, they were born in Georgia.
Oh, yes. That's
and his father, you know, came down here after his wife died.
Uh-huh.
So part of my grandfather's, he has half brothers and sisters. Their ancestors are still in Georgia.
Where? He had a stepmother.
She was just like his own mother. He called her mother, and she was just like his very own mother. And then he had half brothers and sisters, you see.
Was his stepmother from Georgia too?
No, she was from here, down here. Can you imagine coming down here with a bunch of kids like that? A man just moving and coming. The older children wouldn't come. They stayed up there, you see. And he brought the younger ones with him.
Where did, on your mother's side, do you know where your ancestors, can you go, you mentioned that partly it's Dutch ancestors for your
mm-hmm.
grandmother,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Irish, Dutch Irish. And then there's some Indian in there. Look, just a little smidgen of Indian in there somewhere on my in the McCullers.
Uh-huh.
You can tell it too when you see them.
What kind of Indian, you know?
I really don't know. I don't know. I never heard them say what kind of Indian.
Tell me about